Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, schools are due to reopen on Monday, but their midterm break this week was disrupted by the latest recall of hand sanitizers and wipes that has left them looking to find replacement products. The recall, which is due to a technical licensing issue, was insisted on by the Department of Agriculture, and its Minister, Charlie McConnell-Logue, joins us on the line now. So, Minister, your department is back in the headlines again for the wrong reasons, again, because last week it was the recall of ViroPro, because that was considered unsafe. And now it is this withdrawal of 52 more hygiene products, which, as I said, is leaving schools scrambling to find replacements. What's your reaction to what has happened?
Hi, good evening, Sarah. Well, first of all, it's the Department of Agriculture is responsible for maintaining the biocidal product register, and all hand sanitizers must be registered on that in order to be marketed and sold within the country. The legal responsibility to ensure that they actually comply with that. There's also a legal responsibility on the companies as well to ensure, obviously, that the product that they're selling is fit for purpose and does the job that they're selling it for. So as you'll be aware, last week it became clear to us, and following a tip-off from Revenue, that there had been product which had entered the country, which was found in another country not to be meeting the criteria. And that product was confiscated, the ViroPro product was confiscated and tested, and then therefore it was withdrawn and recalled by the Department of Agriculture. It's also become clear that some product is on the market. Separate to that, some product that actually wasn't registered on the biocidal product register, and some of that product also has become clear was on the Department of Education provision list too. So that has that product. We are now working in an orderly manner to ensure that that product is withdrawn.
Okay, so we were speaking to the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, yesterday evening on the show, and she said that it was your department that insisted that the suppliers involved had to have an Irish certification registration. Now, she said when they began this whole thing in terms of having a framework and deciding which products could get on the framework, initially it was said they could have an EU or an Irish certification. But then the regulator, that is the Department of Agriculture, decided last week that they needed an Irish certification number. So did you change the rules at the last moment?
Well, I mean, any hand sanitizer product must have either a PCS number, which is issued by ourselves, or an IE BPA number, which is also issued by ourselves. A very, very small number of product can also have an EU number. And that's a requirement to be in the market. What happened in relation to education, I believe, is that they had asked all providers to ensure that they had those and to give assurances that those they actually had those numbers. But it was subsequently found out that not all actually had complied with that. So therefore, that was why the Department of Education has withdrawn them and replaced those.
Okay, because Minister Foley said last night that perhaps there was a lack of clarity as to what exactly had been required from suppliers. Are you saying there was never a lack of clarity from the Department of Agriculture? You were always clear that they had to have this Irish certification.
Yeah, there's a legal obligation on all companies supplying hand sanitizer product to ensure that they have the appropriate certification.
That was made clear to the Department of Education from the outset.
A BPA number or an EU number. And the Department of Education would have required that off those companies as well. Unfortunately, it would have, on further follow-up after the ViroPro product range being withdrawn, it became clear that not all those companies were able to actually provide that evidence of that certification. Therefore, some of those products have been withdrawn by the Department of Education. Likewise, it has also become clear that some product would be for sale that doesn't have those numbers. Now, it should have those numbers. It's a legal obligation of the companies to have them. But there is no evidence and no indication that any of that product is unsafe or is not doing the job that it actually is being sold to do. But the department now is moving to engage with any companies which we're aware of which haven't the proper licensing to ensure that those products are withdrawn.
Okay.
And to ensure that they actually comply, which is their legal obligation, with the licensing obligations on them.
Sure, and of course that is important, but this has been described by the Department of Education as a technical licensing issue, and both Norma Foley and yourself are saying that there is no evidence at all that these products are unsafe. So I wonder, was it necessary to handle it the way it has been handled, which has led to principals in schools all over the country being called back from their midterm break, scrambling to try and find replacement products, money being lost, a panic basically in the middle of midterm when they already have so much on their plates? Or could it have been handled in a better way?
Well, I think it's been handled very appropriately by the Department of Education and also by the Department of Agriculture. We've made it very clear that this product should be licensed in order to be sold, and therefore these companies have to regularise themselves. We've also made it very clear that there is no indication that there's any safety issues around these products or they don't do what they're being sold for. But nonetheless, they should have and must comply with their licensing obligations. That's why we're engaging with those companies to ensure that they withdraw those products from sale and regularise themselves. And likewise, okay. Education is doing the same.
Whose fault was this, Minister? Who didn't check that these companies complied with the regulations?
Well, the legal obligation is on the companies. So if you look at the Department of Agriculture, for example, Sarah, we would have 450 different hand sanitizer products on the biocidal product register. And there's also 1,700, for example, disinfectants on that register. And it's a legal obligation on the companies to be licensed before they would sell them.
So nobody checks on the departmental side in the government? Nobody checks if these companies are applying to be on the list that they meet all the criteria?
Well, as I said, in relation to education, education did seek assurances from those companies and were given assurances that they did have, that they were meeting all their legal obligations.
So they asked them, but they didn't check?
Obviously, when in terms of when a review was conducted, it became clear that not all of those companies which had been given assurances had given those assurances actually were on the product were on the product register, and that's why they've had to withdraw those products, and they followed up in that regard. But I think importantly, from a public point of view, there is a legal obligation on all these companies obviously to ensure that their product is safe, that it does what it's being sold for.
I suppose my question is, Minister, is there no obligation on either the Department of Education or the Department of Agriculture to check the companies that are applying to be on this list meet all the requirements? As opposed to just asking them, do you meet all the requirements? Was there no obligation on the department's side, either yourself or Norma Foley, to check?
Yeah, well, I think there is. Every department or company or business, including and particularly importantly, public departments, in terms of actually procuring products, should ensure that they have the appropriate paperwork and legal basis in place. Obviously, in relation to the assurances and the applications made by those particular product providers to the Department of Education, that had been found out that the assurances that were in place were not able to be demonstrated whenever further checks were done. So there is certainly a lesson to be learned there in relation to ensuring that there's appropriate cross-referencing to ensure everything that is being said actually is fully documented and backed up.
Just finally and briefly, Minister, if you don't mind, yes. I just want to ask you about this issue of clothes being essential or not essential. Your colleague Damien English says they're not, and the government says that clothes are not essential either. Do you agree, and do you understand why some people, particularly mothers of young babies, for example, who might need baby clothes or mothers of children or fathers of children might find that this is a strange rule when you can go in and buy a bottle of wine or you can go and buy clothes for your dog?
Yeah, well, I think it's no different from what happened in the previous restrictions in March and April, Sarah, in that retail shops and clothes shops would have been closed. Obviously, there is a necessity for fairness here in relation to the fact that one shop selling that product can't sell it, then it should apply to others as well. Obviously, clothes are an essential product for everyone, but people do have them on stock and in their homes. But there will be cases where people will need to source something, and there is options available to people in terms of click and collect, in terms of home delivery, where there are situations like that. And I know retailers and everyone is working in a spirit of trying to help one another out. And where people have particular difficulties, I know retailers who've made tremendous sacrifice throughout the last number of months in terms of actually working with all the rules that were there, will also do their best to try and ensure people get what they absolutely require at this time as well, working within the rules.
OK, Minister Charlie McConnell, thank you very much for joining us this evening.